A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 24 to 43. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He put another parable before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened.' All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet: 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is close at age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Bill Liebman, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Barnhart, Missouri.
Today's text is about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus tells 3 parables to the crowds that were following him. The first deals with weeds growing in and with the wheat. The second deals with a small mustard seed growing into a large bush. The third shows how a small amount of yeast will influence the whole lump of dough. Each is likened to the kingdom of heaven. Where is this kingdom of heaven? Just about every time I ask this question, people will point upwards. Now that makes sense. After all, since we're talking about the kingdom of heaven, we believe that heaven is up. But let us dwell on the other word in that question, the word kingdom. A king's kingdom is where he rules. Does our heavenly king rule in your heart? Then that's where the kingdom of heaven exists. So what do these 3 parables tell us about the kingdom of heaven? First, we have the weeds planted by God's enemy, the devil. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. That would be sin that infects the unbelievers, which we have around us every day. We are, by faith in the triune God, the sons of the kingdom. Now, going beyond the parable, we need to understand the difference between the sons of the evil one and the sons of the kingdom. The sons of the evil one are purely evil, and the sons of the kingdom are purely good. We were not always good. According to Psalm 51, we were conceived sinful in our mother's womb. To have everlasting life with God, as God wants us to have, we had to be made totally good. So God became human in Christ Jesus, so that God could take our place. In life, Jesus, true man, truly human, kept the law perfectly, earning for us the perfect righteousness of God in human form. Now, by faith, we are dressed by God in the perfect righteousness of God. In death, Jesus, true man, truly human, took upon himself all our sin and wrongdoing, and died in our place, paying our penalty. For man's sin, man must be punished, and God became that man, to be punished for us in our place. He took away our badness to the cross in death, and gave us his goodness by being perfectly good in our place. We receive this twofold gift by faith in God, a faith that God plants in our hearts. The sons of the kingdom, you and I by faith, will live with God in paradise eternally. The sons of the evil one will suffer eternally in the fires of hell. Now then, on to the second parable, the one about the mustard seed. The point here is that the kingdom of heaven starts as something very small and grows to be something very large. Your faith and mine began as something which at the time seemed very small, not of great importance. While it may have been small, it really is of great importance. It is God's holy word and his Holy Spirit working in us, creating the faith to receive God's goodness and forgiveness. As that faith grows, we are brought to a greater and greater realization of how wonderful this gift of faith really is. And we, in gratitude, want to do God's will. We obey more and more, not because we have to, but because we want to, by faith. The third parable in today's text shows that just a small portion of yeast will affect the whole lump of dough. So too, a small faith in the triune God will affect our whole self. Our lives change when we have faith in God and all that Jesus has done for us. From that faith, we want to follow Jesus. So the kingdom of heaven is made up of all who have faith in God and what Jesus has done for us. We, sons of the kingdom, will live forever with God because of what God has done. For this, we are grateful, and will sing his praise now and forever. Amen.